Tim Bray here, Dylan LeGranger. How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm good. I'm very good.
Good. So, I'm proud of you, first of all, because you closed on a portfolio sale, which people think about a portfolio sale, and we're talking commercial now.
Yep.
You didn't sell a bunch of mobile homes.
Yeah.
Which would have been okay if you did.
Yep.
But if what we were looking at, you sold multifamily properties.
13 multifamily properties, 34 units total.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. All in different locations.
So
throughout one city.
Well, here's the big question, because I think most people, when they hear portfolio sale, they get intimidated.
Yep.
Unless they're a hitter and they've been in the market for a long period of time.
Yep.
Because there are a lot of opportunities to make big mistakes on a portfolio sale. Yep. Why did a portfolio sale make sense in this situation?
The seller's objective was to sell as fast as possible for the most amount of money. And package them together actually creates like a business, and the numbers, it's an asset at that point, which investors are looking for. You can create a cap rate. And
so why not individually? Why not list it individually?
Well, individually, some of the properties were performing less.
Got it.
The net operating income was a little off. The locations were a little tougher. Functional obsolescence as well. So
wow. So you could have sold off some of those properties that were performing better individually, would have been fairly easy.
Yes.
But then others would have been difficult.
Would have sat. So packaging them together, I think, took away from some of the faults and some of the deterrents, and keeping it as a package.
You leveled the risk.
Leveled the risk.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's absolutely brilliant. And it got done.
It got done.
Okay.
A long process.
So how, wasn't it, was it more difficult to market a portfolio sale as opposed to one property?
Well, with our group is all about identifying problems and creating solutions. So we looked at the portfolio, figured out all the problems, and came up with a marketing strategy. And our marketing is probably the best in the business.
Appreciate it. I didn't pay you to say that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'll take my check after that.
That's awesome. Is there anything that you would have done differently on this transaction?
Thinking back, I might have went with the auction process, because we have that available now. So,
to your defense, we didn't have that.
Yeah, we didn't have that at that point. But it would have streamlined the process. And just got our client his results faster. It would have gave a cap on the time and cut back on carrying costs.
Wow, that's absolutely huge. I appreciate this interview, and I appreciate you. Seaport Commercial, if you need anything, reach out to Dylan LeGranger at
Dylan@seaportre.com. Also 401-692-0773. We would love to put together another portfolio sale. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Tim Bray, Dylan LeGranger.
Have a good one.
Commercial. Yep.